How are we doing after an exhausting weekend of graduates and Mother's Day? How was your Mother's Day?
Oh, it was good. We went to church and I went shopping. Gift cards to my favorite store, which I got to kind of stack because I'd gotten, I think, one at Christmas that I hadn't spent yet.
Oh, that's always nice.
So doubled up. Guess how many things I got?
Three. Yeah, I was going to say.
Literally three.
Yeah.
Then I had to spend some money.
Yeah. But you almost, when that happens, you almost justify it. You're like, you know what? This isn't money that, you know, I can spend maybe $100.
Right.
If I'm getting $300 worth of stuff or whatever,
sure.
or whatever
sure.
that is, just because.
I didn't happen to time it right with a sale, though.
Oh.
Didn't matter, though, because that's usually what I try to
I know,
do to
you
stretch
like to
it.
Double up a little bit.
But then,
bit.
So I just ended up like, because they didn't, I have like, I'm a perks member, right? But then she didn't ask my phone number. I was like, oh, I need to add these points to my account.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you don't really get any rewards for spending money. It's just like you get a 20% off for your birthday and that's it. And I'm like, you really should consider like giving actual perks to your customers. It might entice them.
Did
to
you
come
say that?
I did. It might entice, like over chat. It might entice people to come to your store more often other than just when they have gift cards or when they have a birthday discount.
Oh,
I'm
funny.
Just saying thank you so much for
that's
your
funny.
Attention to this matter.
Thank you for much this attention.
Because every other store, you know, however much money that you spend, you're earning points and then you get like reward dollars off.
Yeah,
like
thank
$10
you
rewards.
To grocery stores for kind of starting that
yes.
whole thing. Like, hey, if I spend a lot of money there, I get points off at the gas pump.
Exactly.
Or I get, yeah, little discounts sent to
or
me.
It's like, or hey, maybe you could adopt like the Kohl's Cash model.
Right, right.
Just a suggestion. I'm
they're
just
like,
going to put that in your suggestion
they're like,
box.
You know what? We don't need to.
They're like, we're going to pass along that feedback. Thank you so much. I'm like, you're welcome.
They're like, thanks, but you know what? We don't need to.
I know. Like, listen, when you charge $100
for a t-shirt. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm going to see you guys probably twice a year if that.
Right, right, right. I know. I realize that I have a gift card that I haven't used yet from like my birthday, which is in September.
Right, yeah.
And just the other day, it was funny because just the other day, like my wife was like, hey, why don't you take your gift card and we're gonna be the store is over there in like the Shelbyville Road Plaza area. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, we gotta make a stop at Trader Joe's.
Sure.
So why don't we take the gift card?
Yep.
And we'll stop by and we'll see if anything strikes
just
your fancy.
See if there's something there.
Yeah. I was like, oh great.
Call
this is great.
Name. That's great.
Yeah. I was like, this is fantastic. I was like, all right. Because, you know, I don't typically just go by myself anyways.
Yeah.
And so we went and I was just like walking through going, oh. Man, all this stuff full price is. Let's go to the sale rack and see if there's anything.
Yeah,
I know.
You just gotta
like
stretch
this.
It. You gotta
I'm
stretch
like,
it.
I'm like, is there anything on the sale rack that's like? Well, I guess I don't like. And it was like one of those things where I was like, I don't need anything. It's like nothing. Like,
am I
jumped.
Blowing the gift card?
Yes,
this
exactly.
Golden gift card on something that's on sale that I could probably just afford without the gift card.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I mean, do I wanna? Nothing like is jumping out at me right now. Do I want to waste the gift card now?
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to waste the gift card. So I still have it.
Okay. And then is it to the person that, and I'm assuming your wife got you the gift card.
Yeah.
Does she get mad that she feels like a failure? Like she got you a gift card at a place that you don't like anything?
No, she said, would you want me just to take the gift card and then get you something and surprise you? I was like, yes, do that.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yes, do that.
You seem like you have an inability to make decisions. I'm going to make them for you.
I was like, yes, that's a great idea. But still, nothing's happened. So
right.
I think the gift card's still sitting on like the little, you know, bookshelf.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, at some point, we'll just try it again.
Yeah.
And see if that works.
Here's the other part of my checkout experience. So, you know, I had like two gift cards and then I had a $25 gift card, like Visa gift card I got from like Valentine's Day.
Oh,
that I had
so
used
that's,
it. Yes. Yeah. And then I had a envelope full of yard sale cash, like dollar bills.
You're rolling in there.
I counted out, I think, $60.
So how much of your own money did you actually spend?
And the rest were ones. Yeah. And I had to make her like count all these ones. Like, I'm like, oh, sorry, yard sale money. Like, I'm not a dancer, first of all.
I know.
Yard sale money. So sorry. I know I'm giving you like 15 forms of payment for this one, for these three items, but
it's fine.
There you go.
You know what? She probably wasn't slammed.
No,
so,
there was a couple waiting behind me, though, and I think the looks on their faces were like, what is happening? Can she even afford to shop here? She's giving, like, yeah. What is going on?
Here, and then I sold some blood earlier, too. I donated blood, so I've got some extra money there, too.
There was a time in my life where I probably would have been too proud to do that, but I was like,
right.
Nope.
Yeah.
I, first of all, not going to go to a store and get, like, bigger bills exchanged for my 61s.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
And like, you know what, lady?
This is just as good.
You can count them out.
A couple seconds.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, that's like when you have the like $2 bill and you feel weird about it because it's a real, it's a currency.
But very
that you can
rare.
Use, but it's rare. And you almost want to like turn it in to exchange it for two $1 bills,
right.
Just so you don't
or
get funny
frame
looks
it and hang it on your wall,
right?
Because I don't know if I've ever seen a $2 bill in circulation.
Oh yeah, well, all right,
that's fun.
Well, that's fun. Well,
this is fun shopping
stories.
Are
you wearing your purchase?
No, I'm going to do that tomorrow because we had to do something kind of sporty later today. So
you mean golf?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I was going to wear my golf shirt, but then I noticed
sporty.
It's not a size I wear anymore. So.
Oh.
So there's that.
Okay.
But I did like, I got home and I did a little fashion show for the husband. He's
yeah,
like, good
you gotta
choices.
Do that. Yeah, you got to do
like,
that.
Those are good choices.
You're so. you're like, gotta do a little fashion
well,
show.
You know, I have a style of jeans that I like, but I kind of went a little, they're more like wide leg. But you have to be careful with those because they can make you look like way bigger than you are.
I
found
have
some that don't look me make me look bigger. That's
I did recently just do that too.
Yeah.
I have more straight or narrow legged jeans,
uh-huh.
But then I have a pair of just I guess they're called loose fit or whatever.
Okay,
but yeah, they're a little bit more baggy.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wow! Shout out to like
it's a stretch.
My college years.
Yes, yes. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun. Well,
yes.
Happy belated.
Yes.
Even though I did tell you on Friday.
You sure did.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Time for jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The challenge Kelly and I have where we sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. I was the loser. Kelly is holding the trophy,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. It makes noise.
It does. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, you laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
I asked my date to meet me at the gym. When she didn't show, that's when I knew that we weren't going to work out.
Literally and figuratively. Hey, Ben.
Like, yes, Kelly.
I grilled a chicken for 2 hours.
Wow.
Still wouldn't tell me why I crossed the road.
Ah, yes, those dang chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, yesterday I quit my job at the helium balloon factory.
Okay.
Hard one for me to say.
Yeah.
I will never be spoken to in that tone again.
Hey, Kelly, what are we doing? I need to quit.
Careful.
Was that the one you were teetering on? You said you were going to be teetering on one of these. Was that it?
No.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What's the best present you can gift?
What?
A broken drum.
Why?
No one can beat that.
Mm. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a Viking who lost his boat? A boat.
What do you call a Viking who lost his boat?
A hiking.
Yeah.
These are so dumb.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Man bursts into a doctor's office yelling, "Doctor, help, I'm shrinking."
Yes.
Doctor looks at him and says, "Relax. You're just going to have to be a little patient."
Oh, rude. Hey, Kelly, someone broke in and stole all my antidepressants last night.
Oh.
Yeah. I hope he's happy.
Probably will be.
Probably.
Hi, Ben.
Yep.
Guy says, my wife said she'd leave me if I didn't stop with the photography puns.
Oh, no.
I said, snap out of it. Don't be so negative. Let's see how things develop. Her face was a picture. She left in a flash.
Wow. Hey, Kelly, what do Winnie the Pooh and Tilla the Hun and Smokey the Bear have in common?
No pants.
Same middle name.
Yeah. Yeah, the.
The.
The. Let's investigate the pants part, though. That might be accurate. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Pirate walks into a bar wearing a paper towel on his head.
Yeah.
Bartender says, what's with the paper towel?
Yeah, what is with the paper towel?
Pirate says, there's a bounty on me head.
Oh, yes. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I bought a dog from a blacksmith.
You did?
Yeah, the moment I got home, he made a bolt for the door.
Yep. 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 Yeah. Hey, Ben.
What?
An elderly man is stopped by police around 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Asked where he's going at this time of night. He says, well, I'm on my way to a lecture about alcohol abuse and its effect on the human body.
Yeah.
He says, as well as smoking and staying out late.
Okay.
Officer says, really? Who's giving a lecture at this hour? So that would be my wife.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
I was on Tinder the other day updating my resume.
Oh. That's awkward.
This woman asked me why I have an unlit cigarette in my picture. Told her I'm looking for matches.
That's actually kind of clever.
Updating my resume.
Your wife's probably gonna have thoughts about that.
She doesn't know.
Hey, Ben!
Yes, Kelly.
My daughter and I were watching Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
She asked why Luke was climbing inside the Tauntaun to keep warm, I said. She thought about it for a second and said, how warm is it in there? Lukewarm.
Oh, lukewarm. It's you laugh, you lose. Hey, Kelly, my friend went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah.
Doctor said, I have good news and bad news for you.
Yeah.
Bad news is you have an extremely rare neurological disorder.
Oh.
You only have 6 months to live.
Oh, yikes.
My friend was like, what's the good news then? Doctor's like, they're going to name the disease after me.
Well, that is great news for the doctor.
That was not great news. Oh, shoot. You know what joke it was? I told Kelly off the air.
What was the joke that was cheater? You said I chuckled at one of my jokes. Which one was it? There was a couple of them that I thought it might be.
I bought a dog from a blacksmith.
Yes.
The moment I got home, he made a bolt for the door. I was like, I was just looking at it laughing the entire time, going, this is so stupid.
It's so dumb.
All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose. Oh, enjoy the trophy, Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, she stays with mama.
She stays with mama. Don't break it. All right, setting the bar time on 99.70 JX is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
I don't know if you remember the criminal who pooped diamonds.
I tried to block it out.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to eat the evidence of your crime, you're doing okay. So I don't know if you remember Jathan. Jathan's 32. He's from Texas. He stole about $770,000 worth of diamond earrings from Tiffany's in Florida.
Bold move.
Yeah. Police caught him. He decided, you know what I'm going to do? They're not going to find it if I swallow them.
Okay.
Yeah. That didn't really fool the police.
Yeah.
Jathan, though, wasn't necessarily sure. He actually even asked the cops, am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach?
Yes.
And the cops are like,
yours.
What are you talking about, Jathan?
They didn't even know he did that. he just ratted himself out.
Yeah, he even said, I should have just thrown him out the window.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, so the update is, you know, that's now going to trial. He rejected a plea deal. And so now he's going to represent himself.
Oh, that sounds like an even better idea.
I don't necessarily know what kind of defense he's going to mount. He passed the two sets of earrings he swallowed from Tiffany's while in custody.
Oh,
and
great.
Then also passed some unexpected mystery earrings, not from that heist.
Oh, did he just incriminate himself to
another? They're not exactly even sure what that's all about.
Okay.
So, anyways, Jathan has a long rap sheet and... is in trouble and be looking up to many, many years in prison. Listen.
At least his tummy's probably feeling better.
Yeah, but I'm saying we don't know how well he's going to do representing himself. Maybe he is fantastic as
We're going to assume he's going to be fantastic?
Maybe.
After he's made these kinds of life decisions that got him to this point?
We don't know.
I don't have a lot of confidence
him
being
able
to be a good lawyer.
I know. So, again,
because he asked, and we're going to be charged with what's in my stomach.
That's right.
That, if you're asking that question,
you're
probably not going to be great at law.
Hey, by the way, just completely separate from this whole thing.
Hypothetically,
if I were to have swallowed something.
That's not mine.
Is that still considered stolen if it's inside my stomach?
Obsolete because now in my belly.
Listen, you're never going to know unless you ask.
That is correct. That is correct. However, I'm thinking he probably should have rolled the dice on that one.
Maybe. Maybe he should have. There's your update. Well,
so anyway you slice it.
I don't know.
Not playing with the full deck.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if we need to update this story anymore.
I don't want another one.
All right.
I'm kind of angry that we got this far.
Sorry. All right, there you go. That's your set of the bar story. Commencement for UofL was over the weekend. Also, Bellarmine was over the weekend as well. A lot of colleges graduated.
Isn't it early?
IU.
Is this typically when
right around
it?
Mother's Day is when most do. I remember even when I graduated, it was right around Mother's Day.
I have no recollection because it was that long ago.
Oh.
I don't remember at all. I can't even look back at my phone for memories.
Okay.
Because I didn't have those back then.
It was cool. Yum Center was rocking. And, you know, we got there. Thankfully, my daughters graduated in the early. They had two sessions. They had a morning and an afternoon session. And I want to say that they lucked out getting in the early session.
Well, yeah, their last name starts with
a B. Yeah, but like I don't think that was determining.
Factor in?
No, it was by college. And right. So it was lovely. It was at the Yum Center and we got there early and at first we're like, man, the lower bowl is not even like there's just a smattering of people. I'm like, well, I thought there'd be more people. And then it filled up.
Ah, gotcha.
It was like a home basketball game.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it was absolutely packed. It was pretty cool, though, because, you know, the speaker there was the Pinterest CEO, and he graduated from UofL back in 2001 and had some pretty encouraging words and everything. But yeah, I mean,
what'd your daughters get their degree in?
Art history.
Awesome.
So,
and they want to do
art history things.
Okay.
I mean, I think they would love to be able to do stuff in like a museum. Do like curating museums, things like that.
That would be fun.
Very hard to get into.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, so had the party, had a lot of different people over from, you know, family and friends coming in from different states. You know, their aunts and uncles were kind of in. And
did you have a packed house of people staying with you, or were they
nearby
hotels?
We didn't have anybody staying with us.
Oh wow!
Thankfully,
you locked out.
We did. And we had, you know, I got to meet the one of my daughter's boyfriend's
parents,
family.
Meet the parents. It was a meet the parents moment.
It was. They were lovely. They played cornhole in our backyard for a long time,
and nobody ended up in a brawl or a fight.
No, it was great. It was great, but I'm just it is exhausting.
Yes,
hosting something like that.
Yes, because you have to try. You have to feel the pressure to get around and talk to everybody that came. Right.
Well, yeah, then also,
and then food. Does everyone have enough food?
Well,
what about drinks? You need another drink.
We had it catered by Shiraz. It's not an endorsement, but but it was lovely. Everybody loved it, and we end up having so much extra food. We were like,
please take some.
Yeah, I mean, but it was like, okay, hey, we're expecting around 30 people, so we catered for 20. We were like, okay, we're going to cater for like 20 people.
Oh, not everyone's going to eat.
Thinking that we would have just enough. Shiraz was like 20, but they're going to be hungry. And so we're going to give you tons of food.
Twice as much.
Yes, exactly. So we had a lot of food left over, but it was great. And yes, getting around and seeing all the different people who've been in and out of my daughter's lives and things like that was awesome. And just the chaos of then also realizing, you know, like my wife last night was in bed at like 10 o'clock going, I haven't even done a graduation post.
Oh, yeah.
For them.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, because literally it was jam-packed.
Yep.
Saturday and Sunday.
The pressure of the post.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like, and then,
oh, what
and then
kind of a mother am I? I haven't even posted anything and then for
you,
graduation
yes,
day.
And then you feel like, oh, gosh, yeah. all of a sudden you look and you're like, oh, I haven't made anything, announced yeah. anything publicly, yeah. you know, and things like that.
I had to make sure that I got up and did a little Mother's Day post for my mom.
Right.
Like before, like in the morning. Right. You got to get that done because the day is going to get crazy.
It's going to get hectic.
It's going to get away from you. You're going to forget, and then you're going to look like a horrible daughter.
And that was one of the reasons why I posted something on Friday mm-hmm. about their graduation
yep.
because I knew that it was gonna just going to be crazy. But yeah, if you've seen the picture, we shared it on Ben and Kelly show. It's like of their graduation pictures. Mm-hmm. And then it was of our bit of sending them off to kindergarten for the first day of school.
Did that get you? It should have gotten you.
Which
it got
is
me.
Insane.
It's adorable. You were like interviewing them and everything.
I know. And
I remember it.
There's a picture of Isabella like interviewed on her first day of school, and she just all smiles, and it's just, oh my gosh. And my wife put together a little thing, and it was like a year by year of like kindergarten through like their senior year in college, and
that'll
it's just
get
like
you.
Oh my gosh.
That gets me when I see strangers do it.
Yes. So congrats to all the grads and, you know, everybody who celebrated something like that. I mean, the graduation ceremony itself, they were pretty efficient about the whole thing because I was like, okay, you know, it starts at 10. They've got another one at 3. So they can't drag this out too long because they got to flip the Yum Center. They got to clean it. They got to get ready for the second batch.
When did your party start?
My party started at 4.
4, okay.
Yeah, my party started at 4. So we had enough time to get home. And our party was sponsored by 99.7 DJX because I grabbed some of the tents because it was in our backyard. It was a lovely day, but it was very sunny. And so I grabbed a few of the station tents just to make it so there was some shade.
Can you see it from the street? Because I'm just wondering if people would stop by going, hey, what's going on here?
I know.
DJX
yes.
having an event at this person's house?
Yes. And there was, you could see... because we kind of have a corner lot, you can see the DJX tent
hilarious.
Just front and center. But yeah, it was pretty cool and just neat to see all the people who, you know, were here and in town and celebrating them. And they obviously were.
Stephanie's texting. So what I'm hearing you say is that I need to come over and get some leftovers, right,
oh,
Ben?
We actually reached out to one of our neighbors and we're like, hey, do you like Shiraz? And do you want some leftovers? And he was like, yeah. Of course I do.
That's great.
Yeah, I know, because and I'm going to be eating rice for the next year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How long does that last?
Well, you put it in the freezer.
Oh.
Hashtag you got to freeze everything.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Okay, great.
All right, so yeah, again, congrats to the grads. Kind of an emotional time for us. And
how are we doing with the tears?
I mean, I'm fine now.
Okay, but did we? Did we get a little teary?
I got a little, not at the graduation ceremony. I was smiles again because it was happy to see them walk and they did. They looked lovely. It was kind of teary just seeing like the progression of time of like the old pictures of them in kindergarten up through the years and things like that. And it's like, oh, it goes so fast.
Just get a little eye glisten.
A little eye glisten.
Okay.
That was about it.
I need you to capture that on video next time.
I know. You don't think that I actually have tear ducts. I understand that.
I need to see emotions.
You need to see proof.
I need to see proof of emotions.
I can cry.
Okay.
I have.
Who's made you cry?
My wife.
Okay.
And my daughters. Like family. Like,
all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
brought
yeah,
it
yeah.
out of you. Yeah, I think you're getting to be an old softy in middle age.
That's what it is. All right. It's 99.7 EJX. Congrats, grads. Feel good stories. Do them every hour. All right, Kelly K.
So if you had already won $227,500 in cash on a game show, would you risk it all?
Risk it all?
For one more prize.
For one more prize.
So Vanessa from Virginia, she's on The Price is Right.
Okay.
Special Mother's Day episode. She was playing the lion's share game. Each time she won a prize, she risked losing everything.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to start things off with $2,500 in cash.
Yes! All right, you want to keep going?
Yes, all right, absolutely. Good.
$25,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to keep on going.
Wow. Love it.
The last two numbers on my daughter's birthday. I have to go.
She's going
to
go for it.
It's $100,000.
Wow.
A mother daughter.
She's doing it.
He's going to Morocco.
$240,150. Vanessa, nice job. Almost a quarter mil. Which makes her the biggest pricing game winner in Price is Right daytime history.
Wow.
Look at that. In all, with that trip to Morocco added in, she won $240,150 in cash and prizes.
Good on her.
I mean, so just to kind of paint the picture, there's 40 total spaces. Five are lose-it-alls.
Yeah.
And five are $100,000 in cash.
Wow.
So, yeah. Gambler.
Good
and
for
it,
her.
It worked it out.
It paid
for
off.
Her.
Yeah.
You can see the story. We'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Look, I don't know if you're getting the emails like we are. It's 99.7 DJX, but I'm beginning to think that this whole I-65 closing for 5 miles between the Watterson Expressway and downtown Louisville is resting solely on our shoulders to inform you. And June 1st, when that rolls around in less than 3 weeks and it's closed, you're going to be mad.
Yes.
Even
like,
though we
told
you. I
didn't know this was happening.
Would have been nice if someone would have told us.
Where did this come from?
What do you mean I-65 is closed?
This is great to just spring on us like this.
What am I supposed to do now? Thanks. Wish I would have known. We're getting.
It doesn't matter how many times we're going to say it. We could say it every hour.
We could say it every minute.
And there's still going to be people that will react like that.
Had no idea.
Yep.
Way to go.
Uh-huh.
What am I supposed to do?
Exactly.
June 1st to August 1st, 5 miles going to be impacted thanks to construction.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
And thankfully, it is during the summer.
Sure.
Where schools shouldn't be in session. However,
and
that
they assume
August.
No one has to be anywhere anytime.
That August 1st reopen date is very, like, it's inching real close to the start of JCPS.
I'm sure it's probably aggressive. I'm sure it's a high pressure situation for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We appreciate all the work they're doing.
We do.
Of course, we know it needs to be done.
And we appreciate all of the communication.
We're just upset that we can't teleport to wherever we need to go.
That the Kentucky
transportation
cabinet is sending us. They're sending us updates all the time. And I feel like I'm beginning to feel like they're relying on us.
It could be.
They're like
listen.
Hey, I know we're sending this out.
We're sending you a lot of emails.
As a blanket PSA, but really, Ben and Kelly, you've got to let them know. And if.
And if people get mad, it's your fault.
Exactly. And so help us God. If there's one person that says, wish I would have known.
Yeah.
It's on you.
It's like, listen, don't let them get mad at us because we told you.
We
and
did.
It's your job to tell them.
All right. So, yeah, just as a reminder, just hey, I know it's going to be a surprise. I understand. It's going to be a surprise to us. We're going to be driving and be like, oh yeah, dang it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they literally were repairing a railroad crossing there in our neighborhood. And just immediately one day, all of a sudden, there were those signs that said road closed. And we're like, wish I would have known.
Wish I would have known.
And then get an email a day later. Hey, by the way, we're thinking about closing this.
Mm.
It should be done by the weekend.
Okay.
And so even though I got that, you get in your automatic pilot mode where your car just drives.
Yep.
And I'm driving. I'm like, oh, son of a gun.
Why can't I go this way?
Why? I got to turn around now? This is bull poop.
Yep.
Anyways. All right.
So you're still going to feel all the feelings.
You're going to feel it.
We can't take that part away.
No.
It's still going to, it's going to hurt. Whenever it hits, you're going to have to find a different way to go. Hopefully you can.
Yeah. So just again, June 1st, your life is going to change. All right. I-65, Waterston to downtown.
And not in a happy, wicked sort of way.
Not in that
for the better.
That's right. Well, when it's all done,
when
it's supposed
it's
to be.
Over,
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Group therapy coming up next on 99.7 EJX. All right, so our listener, Penny, kind of worried what she's doing may be considered cheating. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Penny is worried. She says, I'm worried that what I'm doing might be considered cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I've been married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Recently received an out-of-the-blue phone call from a former boyfriend.
Mm.
He left his phone number and email address, and after about a week or so of thinking about it, I emailed him.
Okay.
He's married with two kids, as am I.
Okay.
Our emails border on flirty.
Mm-hmm.
But we both say the same things about being content with our marriages and having no desire to hurt anyone, especially our kids.
Mm.
Neither of us have told our spouses about the emails. We talk about everything from work to extended family to parenting. And in some ways, it's a lot like my email relationship with other friends, except for the past history.
Mm-hmm.
So would this fall into the category of cheating?
Mm.
Should I tell my husband?
Mm.
I have no intention of anything more than an email friendship. Thanks, guys. What do you think?
I think probably you should tell your husband. And then, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, also, if you start to talk about things that you wouldn't talk to your husband about,
right,
then that would really kind of be a red flag for you. But
the border on flirty part is the thing that
I mean, but I would still
red flag for me.
I would still say, hey, guess who reached out to me the other day?
And what if the husband's never heard of this person?
Brad. And he's like, who's Brad? And you're like,
oh, Brad's my ex-boyfriend.
You know Brad? I dated him in college.
Hmm.
And probably husband's going to be like, oh, okay. You know.
Sure.
So, but I think I would at least say something to him. But then also, I don't know if you cut off, I don't think you have to cut off your communication necessarily. But if you find out that your conversations are starting to get
borderline
to,
be flirty.
Get to things that you wouldn't say to your husband. Then that's where I would like. Draw a line.
Like, is this your guy friend confidant to get a guy's perspective on marriage things?
I mean, that should be your husband, right?
It should be.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it's starting to play with fire a little bit.
You're tiptoeing
like
around that.
Yeah, you're not like crossing the line just yet. But when you say border flirty, borderline flirty, then you could be headed that way to be more flirty and then crossing over into the inappropriate side.
I would tell the husband, hey, guess who reached out to me the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I emailed him back and we've just been, you know, every now and then. Like, I understand that there's a history that you're not the first with everyone or whatever.
Sure.
And so every now and then that'll be a thing.
But then think about, all right, if your husband was back in touch with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were sending the emails. Exactly. Would that bother you?
True.
I'll say I had an ex-boyfriend. You remember Tim?
Tim.
Tim has occasionally texted or messaged through Facebook when he's like been in town.
Yeah.
Like, but it's been, hey, where's a good place to eat? I'm back in town. Hope you're doing well. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We exchange a few little messages, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go meet him for lunch.
Like, hey, do you want to get coffee?
Yeah, nope. I do not.
Right.
Not going to.
Right. All right, 502-795-1997. Send us a voice note, call, or text. Group therapy, Penny's in a pinch because she has started to email an ex of hers, and it's kind of like, it's starting to feel a little weird.
It's borderline flirty.
That's what she says.
They've been, like, catching up and all the things, and she's like, is this cheating? Should I tell my husband about it? This feels a little like she should. I mean, I feel like if she's asking...
Yeah, and so I kind of said, hey, look, I don't disagree with emailing an ex, but you got to tell your husband, hey, guess who reached out to me? So-and-so. And if he's got an issue with it, then you probably should shut it down. But if he's just like, all right, cool, whatever. But then...
He'd probably have an issue with the flirting.
If the flirting... Yeah, exactly. Like, what... How flirty is it? What do you consider flirty? Like, what is the thing? What's the deal there?
Well, Ashley pointed out, too, using the word content in their marriage and, like, not wanting to hurt the kids, especially, is kind of red flaggish as well.
True.
I mean, when you think about that. Tish said, my relationship of 9 years started as an email friendship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Steve says, look, she should definitely run away from this situation as fast as possible. In the history of the world, there has never been one time where this has worked out well. She's not gone too far at this point to send an email and say, hey, great to hear from you, but this seems like it's not a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, you could say that for sure.
Yes. And Kara says, you have to ask yourself, I feel like, you know, I'm cheating. Cut it off. It's not worth it. Mm. Your kids are more important, and so is your husband. The other guy is your past.
True. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, several people are like, wow, they're emailing and not texting. I mean, they could be texting, too, but she just said email. But, like, yeah.
Well, yes. Kim says it is emotional cheating. You need to stop. If you weren't being sneaky or had ulterior motives, you would have already told your husband. As someone who is on the opposite side of this situation, it hurts deeply that your spouse is talking to their ex without you knowing. If you don't have kids together, you really have no need for a relationship with your ex. It's different if you see them in public and talk to them, but hiding flirty conversations with your ex from your husband, not fair to the spouse.
Sean sent us a voice note.
Okay, so first off, I agree with them.
Thank you.
Need to tell the husband.
Yes.
Me and my girlfriend tell each other everybody that we talk to, about it, everybody we talk to. I have people, I play a lot of video games. I have people that I've never met before that I talk to. I've recently actually had somebody who I used to talk to a lot, and now it's like every 4 years we'll be like, hey, and then talk to each other for a couple weeks, and then not talk to each other again for 4 years. But you, as I said, Ben was right. You have to tell the husband because...
Yeah, I hear you.
And then again, I don't. What's this doing as far as, like, how is this enhancing your life?
Continuing
the email relationship.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's giving you a little, like, endorphin rush. Just knowing that, you know...
They're thinking of me to reach out.
Yes,
and yes,
exactly.
That's flattering.
And yes, he probably knows things about your past.
Maybe.
That is like, oh, hey, look, we've got a history. Oh, remember when we went to this place? It was so fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you still ticklish there? Oh.
Are you still ticklish there? See, that's where it starts to cross the line.
Is that a cross the line?
I think we found it. We take the little, you know, the little ego boost and we say, thanks, this has been fun.
Lovely.
But I think, you know, this could be maybe getting to be inappropriate.
Or just ghost him. Like, you don't owe him anything.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, just like if he's just emailing you or whatever, just don't respond.
Okay.
It's 2026. Don't respond.
Don't respond. Just ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say new email. Who dis?
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah. So I think it's not. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Because again, you're going to tell your husband about it, and then he's going to be like, "Okay, why are you talking to him?"
Yeah.
Really, what is the point?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you reach out? Oh, just to catch up.
Because your life was just fine before he reached out, right?
All right. Well, hey, Penny, I think the writing's on the wall there. Yes, tell the husband.
Yeah, like Justin said, she's just setting the stage to cheat.
Yeah.
So let's just take yourself out of the situation.
All right, good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy 7DJ. All right, let's play Dude Knowledge. Introduce you to Jolie. Hi there, Jolie.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Jolie's 5'6", has brown hair, and it's a cat person. Jolie, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe some of that dude knowledge will rub off on you.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so all these questions are questions guys would typically know. All right, Jolie?
Okay.
Okay, take a deep breath. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, question number one for you, Jolie. FIFA. FIFA is the governing body for which major sport? FIFA.
Soccer.
Soccer is correct.
Slaying the game already. Look at that. Didn't even hesitate.
Wait.
Didn't even have to look that up. There it is.
All right. Question number two, Jolie. In poker, what is a royal flush made up of? In poker, the card game poker, what's a royal flush?
Probably not a game she's played a lot, I'm guessing.
You don't know.
Okay. All right.
Spades?
What'd you say?
Spades.
Oh, damn.
I mean, spades could be a part of it.
Could be.
But I need it a little bit more. It's made up of an ace card, a king card, a queen, a jack, and a ten. All of the same suit. So, yes, they could all be spades.
All right.
All right. It's all right. Jolie,
good guess, though.
Moving on. Here we go. Next question, dude knowledge. What does the tachometer usually measure on a car's dashboard? Tachometer. There's probably one there in the car right now. Tachometer.
The speed?
That's the speedometer.
Yeah. It's all right. Jolie, you probably can't drive yet, right?
No.
No, all right. Nope.
This could be adult knowledge.
Yeah, it usually displays the revolutions per minute on your wheels.
Mm.
All right? How many times they go round and round. Now you know. See?
What's a good... Do we know a good number that the tachometer should be at?
Well, the higher the number, the faster the car is going. Oh. And usually when it gets into that little red zone, that's probably bad.
Okay.
All right. All right, Jolie, no worries. Here we go. Next one. What does ATV stand for? ATV, Jolie.
If you want to... vehicle?
You can tag me in if you'd
like. Yeah, do you want to tag Kelly in?
All terrain? What? My mom is telling me, what? An all-terrain vehicle.
Yes, all-terrain vehicle. Yes. So, Jolie, you mean your mom was sitting there the entire time and she hasn't helped you on any of these?
Not coming to let you try to do it yourself.
Listen, I was ordering Starbucks and she took on this mission herself, so she's flying solo.
Okay.
Very good point.
Can I ask what the Starbucks order was?
I got a venti mango dream energy drink.
And I got a nice coconut latte.
That sounds lovely.
I love it.
All right, last question, Jolie. Dude knowledge. Okay. The Colorado Avalanche is playing a series of games against the Minnesota Wild in which sport?
Hockey?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Is correct.
Look at that.
Well done.
I completely guessed that.
What, nope, you guessed right.
You got it right.
You guessed right.
Yes, the NHL playoffs happening right now. And
look at that.
They're competing to see who can play for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, we've heard
still
of that.
A couple,
oh.
Yep, still a couple rounds to go. But Jolie.
I love Stanley Cups. I love the ones with the designs.
You're 60% new today, yeah. Jolene. All right, congratulations. Oh, yay. Okay.
Go to school and brag about that at Scribner.
That's right, and enjoy your little refresher there. So
that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So thanks.
And thank your mom.
Yeah, thanks your mom. For allowing her to use the phone.
Yeah.
You called who? You're doing what?
What? All right. Jolie, thanks. Have a good one, all right?
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
She's lovely.
She's going to slay finals if they have finals.
Do they have finals in middle school?
Remember. I think so.
Middle school finals?
Maybe.
All right, anyways.
They have, like, final tests, maybe.
Dude knowledge. Yes. 99.7. DJX, a little dude knowledge for you.
That was great.
On DJX. I was today years old when I learned how to do this.
Oh.
All right, think of that.
Let's do some learning.
All right, that's coming up in a little bit on 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
There's a TV reporter named Amy in New York living with two chronic autoimmune liver diseases. Mm-hmm. And in March, her health kind of started to rapidly decline. Oh. She suffered sudden fainting spells, internal bleeding. Doctors told her, you urgently need to get a liver transplant. Mm. So the station covering her story led to her finding a donor in a longtime viewer.
I'm just so thankful and grateful. This person is such a selfless person, an incredible person who has given me the gift of life. This person needs to know, I mean, they've earned a straight path to heaven.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was, you know, the station covering the story.
Yeah.
They saw the segment. This person kind of quietly went through the testing, discovered they were a perfect match.
Wow.
And yeah, the surgery is scheduled for June.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
You can always text us 502-795-1997. Got this from Bethany recently. You said, Ben and Kelly, had to tell you this because I thought it was hilarious. I had to do a Google image search to prove to my 32-year-old husband that roadrunners were real animals, not just made up for cartoons, LOL.
To be honest, I think I probably would have had to do the same thing.
The Roadrunner, that was like a Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, maybe there are younger generations who don't get that or don't understand or remember those cartoons that were around. But yeah, it was always a Roadrunner and a coyote.
Yep.
And the Roadrunner was...
Now, the Roadrunner doesn't necessarily look like the cartoon counterpart, if you look it up and see the images.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon counterpart almost has peacock qualities right. to it. But it's, yeah, it's a desert bird, and it runs. And it runs...
Fast running ground cuckoos with long tails and crests.
But I thought that was funny. She was like, no, seriously, they're real. She's yep. like, no, they're not. And she's like, Google, help me out
ask,
here.
And then people ask, is it rare to see a roadrunner? Not necessarily rare if you're in their habitat, arid southwest U.S., northern Mexico.
I was going to say it's mostly in the southwest
exactly.
Parts of the United States.
And then other people, can a roadrunner fly? Yes, they can.
Oh, they can?
And is a roadrunner faster than a coyote? No. Can't run faster than a coyote in real life.
That is...
While Looney Tunes suggest otherwise.
Right, I was going to say
that. Coyote's actually twice as fast.
A nod to the cartoon there.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's
well,
great.
I thought it was funny that, one, Bethany, thanks for texting us that. That's,
yes.
That is funny. But did you discover something later than you are ready to admit?
Yeah. Like, that, shocking that like, Looney Tunes didn't actually just make up the character of Roadrunner.
Yes!
That was ripped from nature.
It was actually a nature thing.
Uh-huh.
502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your... I was today years old when I found out this.
And share with the group, because you know what? You're not the only one. There may be a lot of learning for us.
Maybe.
Maybe a lot of learning.
Maybe. All right. 502-795-1997. Get some. Next. DJX. So you are now willing to admit you were today years old when you learned this. It's 99.7 DJX.
And I'm going to go right there and say I also learned that Roadrunner was an actual bird.
Yeah, you stop.
What?
You knew that.
I don't know if I did. I didn't really think about it.
Kelly.
What? Looney Tunes could have made that up.
They wouldn't have.
They may have. Meep, meep. Is it? Did they make that noise too?
I don't know.
Betcha that was creative liberty.
Maybe.
Meep meep.
Now, Looney Tunes has created other things like the big hair, the big red hair blob.
Yes.
guy.
Well, should I look that up?
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
There may or may not actually be a Martian named Marvin.
Marvin the Martian real?
Are you... Okay.
Oh, wait. Here's how Google finishes it. Is Marvin the Martian a villain? Is Marvin the Martian a girl? Is Marvin the Martian evil? Is Marvin the Martian Disney? Is Marvin the Martian in Space Jam? Is Marvin the Martian autistic? What is going on?
Represent.
There's a lot of different questions that have been asked of Google.
In the animal category, Megan texted in, I was 27 when I learned narwhals were real.
Oh, yes. They do seem like mythical creatures.
Narwhals. Those are like the unicorns of the sea.
Yes. Literally.
They have just, yeah. And they were in, what was the movie? Elf.
Right.
Hey, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, narwhal.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
That is great. That is like one of the best things, because we all want unicorns to be real.
Yeah, right.
We do. And then we have narwhals.
That is funny.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. Emily said via text, not me, but my husband had his little sister convinced buffaloes were extinct.
Oh, no.
Why else were buffalo wings made of chicken?
Oh, my gosh.
She learned the truth while on a vacation with her friends and family. That's funny. Yeah, buffalo wings aren't made of buffalo anymore because they're extinct.
Right. What? Oh, my gosh. That could have been jarring.
But like, the whole buffalo wings thing, I'm sure you were later in life when you realized, oh, it's actually just created because of the town, not because of the animal.
Taylor.
What?
Tex, I went 22 years of my life thinking when people sneeze, you say, blah, shoo. Until my mom finally caught it and corrected me. I just thought we were saying something in a foreign language. I like to claim it's not my fault because no one enunciates that phrase.
Well,
it's bless you.
Yes. But people do say, when they say gazuntite, that is a different language.
Right. Yes.
That is your German heritage there.
Sure. Blashu, though.
Blashu.
Is pretty fun.
That's funny.
I think I might start saying that.
I do. I like this. We got to. All right. You were today years old when you realized what?
That's okay. So Brad said, you know that scene in Spaceballs where Lone Star hits the hyperjets on the Winnebago? Dark Helmet says, what have we got? Cuisinart? Well, flash forward some 20-odd years later and getting married while at Bed Bath & Beyond, found out that Cuisinart was a common
household
product.
Was an actual real thing, yes! What is that, a Cuisinart?
Really good appliances and cookware.
That is funny. And what a random reference that was
that
to a movie.
Really,
Spaceballs.
But now they're making another Spaceballs. So
they are.
A new generation gets to appreciate
they
it.
They are. Oh, my
Dark
gosh.
Helmet.
Angela, I don't know, I would have to verify this myself, but she said that town from the movie Cars is real.
Oh.
And they even have cars decorated like some of the characters. The movie was inspired by the true story of a guy in that town who did not want his town on Route 66 to be forgotten.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Seligman, Arizona.
Okay.
Seligman. Okay,
you know what's wild is I've never seen the movie Cars.
No. Yeah,
have you?
I don't know if I sat through the entire thing either. It wasn't my favorite in rotation.
It was my favorite.
When my kids were in
Even
Disney
with
movies.
Owen Wilson in it?
Yep, no.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right, 502-795-1997. I love these, and these are fun, and we'll take a few more coming up on 99.7 EJX. Thanks to Bethany, who kicked us off onto this tangent of I was today years old when I found out this, because she said her 32-year-old husband didn't know roadrunners were actually real animals.
Thought that Looney Tunes made it up.
Just made it up.
Which they didn't take creative license with the look.
Certain things.
Of the roadrunner.
Yeah.
But no, and he's not faster than a coyote at all. They took creative license with that.
Right.
Coyotes are twice as fast.
Right. Matt, I was 28. I learned boneless wings were basically just chicken nuggets. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
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 Like, oh, wings without bones. Well, that's fun. What part of the animal did that come from?
Same as nuggets.
It's the same as nuggets. Jasmine said, I was 24. I learned the little arrow on your gas gauge tells you what side your gas tank is on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was older when I realized that, too.
Yep. I was older before I even noticed it existed. Like, I didn't even notice.
Like,
there was,
hey, there's
one.
A little arrow. What do you mean there's an arrow?
Well, there's an arrow? I don't think mine has that. It does.
Oh, yeah. It actually does.
It does.
Whoops. That's funny.
And so many people are throwing us a little bit of hate because you admitted to not having seen Cars.
I haven't.
And I don't think I saw the whole thing either. Mm. Like, it didn't capture my attention. But so many people are like, you have got to see it. Just, you know, doesn't mean that you have to stop watching kid movies, even if your kids are practically grown. It says it's one of the best ones that adults can sit through. She said the little Porsche has a tramp stamp.
That's funny.
So there's a lot of references that adults will enjoy.
Brandon. I was 35, learned pickles are just cucumbers.
Oh.
I genuinely believed that they were their own weird green species.
Oh yeah.
We've heard that before.
We have heard that before.
Where it's like, I had no idea pickles were actually just cucumbers that had been pickled.
Pickled. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That have been pickled.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Chris says, I was 30 when I learned the Q in Q-tip stands for quality.
Oh.
I thought Q-tip was just some sort of weird brand name. You know what?
I've never thought of that either.
To decipher that either. It's just Q-tips.
Q-tip.
Like, you know exactly what a Q-tip is when you say Q-tip, but I didn't stop to think or ask or wonder, does the Q stand for anything?
Right. And that's one of those brand names that we just adopt as its own product, like Jell-O.
But it's then, shouldn't it just be like a C-tip for cotton?
Well,
it's like a little, like,
didn't you just say Q stands for quality?
Yes.
Okay.
But it should be, what if we're naming it again, it should be a C-tip, because you have, like, a little cotton swab on the
funny.
End of a stick.
Got another text from a listener. My friend Heather thought her car had a 710 cap. It's actually her oil cap. O-I-L upside down.
Oh!
710.
What? What?
That is hysterical.
Oh my gosh. I never heard of that
before. 710.
Yeah,
I don't know what goes in the 710.
Right, but can you check out the 710 cap?
But you know what? I'm going to let the mechanics figure that out. I am not about to use brain power on the 710.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Okay. Annie says, I was about 23 or 24 and I realized that the first downlines that they show on TV aren't actually on the field. When
yes.
you go to a football game in person. But my husband does not ever let me live it down.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, there's graphics.
It's like, where's the, you go and see a football game in real life and you're like, wait, where's the yellow line?
Yeah, where's the first down line?
Where's the first down marker?
How do they even know?
That's hysterical. That is hysterical. Oh my gosh.
That's great. And Swifty Kim's like, oh my gosh, I think that might be the most random and useless piece of knowledge I've ever learned in my 52 years. Like, who even wonders what the Q stands for in Q-tips? You're right. I've never given it 1 second of brain power.
Yeah.
Until today.
That's
And
wow.
now I'm kind of like, quality tip? All right.
Quality tip?
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it makes
it
zero
be
sense.
Cotton tip.
It's
because
sure.
it's like a little piece of a cotton ball on the end of a stick.
Yeah. But that's the brand.
Yes, it is the brand.
And it's a cotton swab.
Yes, it is a cotton swab.
Yeah. Yeah. Tammy's like, wait, Jell-O isn't Jell-O? What's it called then? Well, gelatin.
Yes.
It's called a fruit gelatin or gelatin.
Right.
Yeah, Jell-O
that's the brand,
is the brand.
Though.
Yeah.
Wow. What does the O stand for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, should I look it up?
It probably doesn't stand for anything. It's probably just a creative way of saying gelatin. You know, Jell-O. Jell-O!
Maybe. Jell-O. Oh, the O in Jell-O stands for orange, which was one of the original fruit flavors. This is according to the AI overview.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, AI, whatever. Yeah. Miss me with that.
Yeah, the name was trademarked in 1897 by combining gel from gelatin jelly with a hyphen and the letter O to highlight the product's fruit flavor variety.
All right, look, we're all learning.
Look at that!
Here. All right, don't ever say we never taught you anything here.
We didn't ever look up something in real time on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio on 99.7 DJ. Not for lack of information, but we're still going to be surprised when I-65 closes in 3 weeks between the Watterson and downtown.
Listen, we got an email from, was it Blake?
Barry.
Barry. Barry is sending out the emails.
And Mindy.
And Mindy. Okay, yes. Now, they're saying, listen, accelerated work during this closure is going to save at least a year of additional restrictions and delays on I-65. So there it is.
Yeah.
That's the glass is half full perspective. Listen, by doing it like this,
yeah,
we're going to save you
right,
at least a year of additional restrictions. Of
orange barrels.
And delays on I-65. You just want it faster, right? Let's get it done faster. Save you time in the long run,
but
is what
still,
they're saying.
June 1st, it's going to be here before you know it, and you're still going to have forgotten this entire conversation.
Oh, man.
And be driving on the Waterson and be like, wait, what the? I can't get on 65. What the?
Oh,
would have been nice for them to tell me.
Yes, well, Barry is telling you now. Barry is telling
Now, we'll get almost daily emails, and to the point where I almost feel like they are relying on Ben and Kelly to let you know.
And we're telling you. We've told you. We're going to keep telling you. We got 3 more weeks to keep saying it.
Listen.
And then we're probably going to have to continue saying it even after it started.
It's going to be the 4th of July. We're going to be like, hey, by the way, remember.
Remember. There's some closures.
I-65 closed. That's really going to stink. I don't know how many people commute between like Bullitt County and Southern Indiana for work, but that's going to stink.
What is the plan there? Do you think that some of the businesses are going to allow them to go back to like hybrid, like work at home stuff?
Well, I mean, there's still neighborhoods around there that should be able to support all that stuff, but still,
they're going
to
love that.
I mean, we're sitting here telling you about it, but I'm going to forget.
Of course.
It's going to be one of those things. Just driving. Oh.
But
I'm going to go.
You don't. You can't, though.
I can't
sit there
complain.
And say, would have been nice because we have Barry's emails.
We have Barry. We have Melissa.
And come to find out, he's in this building. We should go upstairs in person and thank him for the emails.
We could just.
Thank you, Barry, for keeping us informed. Just head up to the penthouse.
Yeah, travel the elevator up and just say, hey, Barry, we got him. Thanks.
Barry, thank you.
Thanks.
Well done. Keep those coming.
Thanks.
And also thank you for the spin so that we can try to put perspective on this for everyone.
That's so funny.
You need this now to save you all
later.
The time later.
Later.
Later, you're going to thank us.
I know. But still, June 1st.
It's going to hurt.
We're going to have to do a Facebook. We're going to have to read the Facebook comments on June
1st. Of course we will.
Because it's going to be inundated with people going, would have been nice to have had a little
that
warning.
Could probably become a weekly segment. We're going to have to start with Coldplay Fix You.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
All right. When is June 1st? Is that a Monday?
I don't know. If it is, that would make sense.
It's exactly 3 weeks from today.
Oh, it is. It's going to be the worst Mondayest Monday of all the Mondays. Oh, that is going to be harsh.
Oh, shoot. That's
harsh.
Funny. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. I can't wait for that, actually.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Kelly, have you ever heard the term cauliflower ear?
I have not.
It's 99.7 DJX.
It doesn't sound good, though.
You've seen it, though, and it's on, like, wrestlers. Wrestlers get it a lot. Especially like Olympic wrestlers, you see cauliflower ear. It's kind of when your ear is bulbed, like it looks like there's, it's almost like inflated.
Inflamed.
Yeah, it's
yes.
like inflated and stuff like that. It's from, just people swatting at your ear and trauma from
really
from getting like swatted
it
on
can
your ear.
Like balloon up.
Yeah, the cartilage. It can balloon. And MMA fighters a lot of times have cauliflower ear. Like you could probably look up, some MMA fighters and see their ears have like almost like looks like they're inflated. So anyways, this is setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without purposefully giving yourself that, then you're doing okay.
Why do we want to give ourselves that?
Because it is giving the appearance that you're tough.
Come on now.
So this is starting in areas of Russia where this is typically cauliflower ear associated with MMA fighters. And so they're doing it to instill fear in other guys. And they're paying for procedures to get cauliflower ears.
That's insane. That is really insane.
Yes.
Like, go work out, get big muscles, maybe get a tattoo, and you're going to look tough. Why are we doing the, are we injecting things into our ear to make it, like, puff up?
Yeah, look puffy, like real cauliflower ear. When
that's insane.
You know, you get the blood clots and things like that due to all of the trauma around.
Just when you think you
have seen it all.
Couldn't, yes. Yeah. Just when you thought that you couldn't see anything more dumb.
Yeah, and as, I mean, I don't know, maybe there's a thing in one of the villages there in Russia where the women are like, "Ooh, you're tough. You're an MMA fighter." And some guys are like,
chicks.
"Oh, all right, so that's all it takes."
No, no, that is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, look up Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor has him.
Okay.
He has him on his ear. You can see they kind of looks like they're, like, ballooned out a
and
little bit.
And it never, is it permanent?
Yeah,
it permanent. Doesn't go back down to look normal.
No.
Wow.
I think you'd have to have plastic surgery or something like that to repair him.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can see that. Anyways, so yeah, setting the bar. I hope this is a fad that doesn't, like, catch on with younger generation of kids or whatever that are like, oh, wow, maybe I'll look tough if I have cauliflower ear. But
yeah, no, there's, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking at pictures of Connor and
I know.
Okay.
So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without purposefully giving yourself cauliflower ear to make yourself look tougher, you're doing okay.
Gross. Sorry, no.
I know, exactly. No. That's 99.7 DJX. Last hour, this all started thanks to a text Bethany sent us on 99.7 DJX saying her 32-year-old husband had to have a Google image search to believe that Roadrunners were a real thing. And
that's precious.
We were just kind of like, that's funny. All right, so who else? Anybody else willing to raise their hand and say, you know what? I was a little too old to realize this.
Mary Jane said, hey, guys, what I never knew until, well, maybe 2023, is that flying squirrels, cute little things that can, like, fly and jump into your hand or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're native to Indiana. I only found out because a tree fell over while we were on a path and one, you know, came running out of it. And I'm like, wait. And I had to Google it right then and there. And yep, sure enough, they're native to Indiana.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Look at that.
Brooke said, embarrassing for me, but I was in my late 20s and I realized where donut holes came from.
That's precious. And they're named correctly.
They are.
Yes. But, Travis.
But Travis.
I didn't know that buttermilk was its own milk product. I just thought buttermilk pancakes meant the pancakes were plain.
Oh.
Like vanilla ice cream is plain. And then I discovered in a recipe that buttermilk was an ingredient, which meant it existed on its own outside of pancakes.
That's funny. That is funny.
That just means no toppings.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just went plain pancakes, buttermilk pancakes. Yeah. That's good.
Okay,
that's good.
That's
good. Buttermilk pancakes. Those are good. The plain ones. Yeah.
You know, the buttermilk kind. Fantastic.
We'll get to one more. Amanda said, I was 26 and I learned Alaska isn't actually an island next to a Hawaii. Elementary school maps absolutely bamboozled me.
Yes. Because they had to squeeze it all in.
They had to put it all in there. Yeah. All
right. Oh, wait. We do have one more from Melissa. My best friend was 25 and asked me what the jellyfish light was on her dash. It was her bright light indicator. She said it was always on.
Oh, no.
So she's driving around with her brights on
that
all the time.
That is funny. That is funny. Oh, I like that.
That's
all right.
Fantastic.
Those are good. Those are good. Thank you. It's 99.7 DJX. What's this jellyfish? Why do I have to be concerned about jellyfish?
Why did they make it blue then?
Congrats again to all the grads over the weekend. Bellarmine, U of L, my daughters, they walked. They got their little, their red tube that doesn't actually have their diploma in it. That'll get mailed to them later.
Oh, they're mailing it? Oh.
Well, because they, you know, they hand out 1,000 of those tubes.
Okay.
And it's like, could you imagine trying to coordinate the name with the people?
Yeah. It's like, you guys better line up in the right.
Oh, no, they don't do that. They just hand the person a card with their name on it and they announce them. So you can come wherever and you sit wherever.
Oh, wow.
And they just announce you by rows.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how it was. So yeah, congrats
all
to
right.
them. They both graduated, and this was a shock to me. Not a shock because I didn't think they were smart, but I saw on the program that one of them graduated summa cum laude and one of them graduated magna cum laude. And I was like, wow.
That's
impressive. I didn't know you were actually smart. Like,
look at
guys.
Look at that.
Yeah, I never graduated with any sort of distinction like that. So that was cool. That was a cool moment.
Shout out to your neighbors who probably were like, or anyone that drove by and saw the DJX tent and other radio station tents in your backyard. And thought, oh,
yes.
Are they broadcasting live from that guy's house?
Nope. It was just, we had tents and no appearances. And so I was like, you know what? I'm using those.
I'm going to borrow them.
I'll take good care of them.
I'm going to bring them back.
I'll take good care of them. Yeah. So anyways, congrats to the grads. Yeah, and
it's that season.
Yeah, for sure. Your Mother's Day was good.
Yeah, right. It was good. I went shopping, and apologies again to the lady at the store because I had two gift cards and then a $25 Visa gift card, mm-hmm. and then I had yard sale money, mostly in ones, and I made her to like count
all of it. Is there glitter on these ones?
There's like a couple standing behind me, kind of, I know, judging, side-eye, like, how many different forms of payment are you going to give her?
Maybe you don't deserve to be in this store.
Right!
Yeah, you felt like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Listen, I have like $61 bills I'm going to give you here. Just and then she has to recount them, even though I discounted them, because you have to. It was just a little bit. I'm sorry, but I got my stuff.
There it is.
I got my stuff, and then I'll be back again the next time I get a gift card.
There it is. Perfect. All right, so if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
That's it.
All right, guys, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.